Hey, what's up, DJ? This is Stylewise checking in with you. Hope you're doing cool. It's a beautiful sunny day here in San Francisco. Absolutely stunning. Not a cloud in the sky, and I'm feeling awesome. Hope you're doing good as well. Today, I'm going to share with you some things that are going to help you with your DJ marketing. That is my mission in life, is to help you market yourself better as a DJ and to help you get more higher paid gigs. So let us jump in here. Now, as DJs, we are creative types of people, and creative people classically have challenges promoting themselves and selling themselves. So if you have difficulty knowing how to market yourself as a DJ, and your marketing and your brand and your reputation in your area is not where you'd want it to be, first of all, recognize that there are many people in your exact situation, and that is actually the norm. But I don't think that you want to stay amongst the normal, and I don't think you're normal for the very reason that you're here listening to this right now and taking the time, investing the time to learn about how to market yourself better as a DJ. So if you want to move up to playing the DJ game at a higher level and become one of the few instead of one of the many, then what you need to do is not make the same mistakes that most DJs make when it comes to marketing themselves, okay? So the first, biggest, most common mistake is waiting. And what I mean by waiting is sitting around waiting for someone to recognize your brilliance. Waiting is not going to help you achieve anything, right? I'm going to be straight up and straightforward to you, and I'm going to give this to you straight, no chase. Stop waiting and start doing. And what you need to start doing is not necessarily what you might think you need to start doing. The first and most important thing that you need to do in order to market yourself better as a DJ is to understand the mindset of the people who you want to hire you. In other words, you need to get inside the minds of your clients. Get in their heads. So stop waiting around for someone to recognize your brilliance and start figuring out what people really want. Now, this is a lot easier than you might think, because figuring out what people really want is really just as simple as asking questions. Okay? So start asking questions of people who have hired DJs in the past. You can start by asking the people who have hired you in the past. And what you want to do is understand what their biggest concerns are, what their concerns were when they hired a DJ, and also what they want, right? You need to understand both sides, what they don't want and what they do want. And the more that you do this, the more you're going to see commonalities in the people that you talk to. And whenever you hear commonalities in the people that you talk to, you want to write them down, okay? So seek out 3 to 5 of the people that have hired you in the past and offer to take them for coffee or something like that. 15 minutes of their time is all you need. People love to give their opinion, and if you have a good relationship with them already, they'll be more than happy to do this. And ask them about their biggest concerns and their biggest desires, what it is that they want. And what you're going to find is that music, actually, providing music, is a much smaller part of what it is that people want than you probably would have thought. When it comes to hiring a DJ, people don't just want the music, right? And this is another major mistake that DJs make. So don't do this. Understand that the music is actually just one piece, and often a small piece, of what it is that people want from a DJ. They also want consistency. They also want good communication. People want to be able to trust that you're going to show up. People want to be able to trust that you're going to show up on time. People want to be able to trust that you can communicate with them in an effective way. And if something happens at the gig and they need you to make some adjustments, they want to know that you're going to be able to understand what it is that they want and to be able to respond to that. Okay, if they email you or they have concerns about the event beforehand, they want to be able to trust that you're going to contact them back. These are more of the things that people want. They also want the story, right? People want to look back on the event and have a positive memory that lasts them for years and years and years. And at the end of the day, if there's one thing that you can do, if there's one thing that you can understand that will help you market yourself better as a DJ and get more higher paid gigs, it is this. It is not a DJ that people actually want. What people want is a problem solved. DJing is just our way of solving people's problems, and a pretty awesome one at that. You know, this is my passion, this is my love, and I'm sure that you love it just as much as I do. So thank you so much. That's all I got for you. Thank you for listening. I've really enjoyed recording this one for you. If you enjoyed this, please let me know. Leave a comment below in the comment section. If you liked it, click like so you can like it on Facebook and share it with your Facebook friends. And if you have a question, go ahead and leave it for me in the comments, and I'm happy to answer that for you, okay? So hope you're having an awesome day. Hope the rest of your day is awesome, or night, or evening, or whatever time it is when you're listening to this. And I'll talk to you guys soon. This is Style Wise, and I'm out the door. Peace.